I really enjoy the weekly At the Water Cooler column from Business Day features writer Devlin Brown. It's always around exercise-related topics. And today's was headlined, Should I Get a Theragun? And until I picked up my copy of Business Day, I'd not heard of a Theragun before. Devlin Brown is on the line to us. What is a Theragun? I know now because I read your article, but we don't want to put people through to that effort, Devlin. So what is a Theragun?
Hi, John. Thanks for the opportunity. A Theragun is a handheld massage device that looks like a power drill and it pounds you at 40 beats per second. It is quite literally the most bizarre thing you've ever seen, and the internet lit up with these fantastic Instagram posts of models having their muscles pummeled at 40 beats per second in slow motion, and it is just the most bizarre thing you've ever encountered.
And what's the theory, if there is a theory, about why I should spend 10,000 Rand on getting one?
So, well, the theory is that, well, Dr. Jason Versland, he's the creator, he was a, well, he is a chiropractor. He said it'll help increase range of motion while decreasing pain. So the theory follows the theory of massage, you know, that it'll increase the range of motion, it'll decrease the pain, you know, you can exercise more frequently. But, and the big but, is that despite all the reviews, there's no evidence proving that it does actually do what it says. Now, look, me personally, I think, you know, that there is a benefit in having something like that. But for 10,000 Rand, I think it's, you know, it reminds me too much of those 1980s ads about the six-second ab machine and the vibra belt, you know, and the Thighmaster. Remember the Thighmaster or the shake weight?
I do remember those, and to my shame, yes. I bought a few of them.
So did I. I'm trying to sell them. Are you interested in them?
Not anymore. But as always with these things that make their impact on consciousness through some, well, you know, 10 years ago, they wouldn't have made the impact through social media, but they wouldn't have been reviewed in scientific journals. They would have been big ad campaigns and there would have been personal endorsements. This one has had the same. There are a lot of athletes and good looking people who say, I owe the way I look to the Theragun.
Absolutely. You know, and Cristiano Ronaldo's video is probably the most famous. And, you know, I try to replicate.
If a Theragun's going to make me look like Cristiano Ronaldo, I'll pay three times 10,000 Rand for one.
Well, John, I tried. You know, I lay on my stomach on the lounge floor. I don't have a hairless cat, so I took a poodle, and I have one of those chiropractor rollers, and my beautiful significant other started using it on me. But instead of looking like Cristiano Ronaldo, I mean, I screamed like Pavarotti. I think I kicked her in the head, and the poodle attacked me, you know. So whether we can replicate these beautiful ad campaigns is another story altogether.
Yeah. Has there been, there's no evidence, so it hasn't been subjected to scientific experimentation. Is there negative evidence from the sports scientist community? Are they looking at what they know about it and saying, this clearly can't work, or is it it hasn't been tested yet?
Look, they're taking a very safe approach at the moment. Look, it hasn't been tested. Generally, what you do read is that they're taking the safe approach, saying, you know, anything that, you know, can loosen the muscles, perhaps get the blood flowing. It's like a cherry on top of the cake. It's like the icing on top of the cake. But, you know, at this stage, you know, it certainly doesn't have any evidence. And, you know, and I wrote in the column, I said, you know, I would love to be proven wrong. And the day there's a stack of evidence, perhaps I will invest in something like that.
You also mentioned in the column that there are alternatives which are quite a lot more affordable.
That's right. And some of them have incredible names. I mean, there's one called a Banggood. Another one is called a Body Relax Pain Relief Electric Vibrating Therapy Tissue Muscle Massager.
Well, I can understand why the Banggood people went for that name instead.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Look, I mean, but you know, at the end of the day, I think it is a good thing that it hit popular consciousness, because if anything, it has brought to the public attention, the need for recovery after exercise. You know, we've all experienced being stiff. We've all experienced wanting to train all the time and not rest. So I think, you know, if there's a takeaway from any of it, it's the fact that, you know, we're thinking about looking after our bodies other than just putting it through the hard graft of exercise.
If I were still, and I hope that in the not too distant future I might become again somebody who's exercising more regularly, but in the times when I was exercising regularly, I would try as often as I could afford and my medical aid allowed to go to a sports physio for that kind of exercise. And and so if I could be persuaded that this Theragun was at least as much efficacy as it was marketing, or more efficacy than marketing, that the hype was justified, then you think, 10,000 Rand, that's quite a lot. But that's these days 30 visits to a sports physio for a massage. So if you're exercising regularly and it works, then it is a very cost-effective thing to buy.
Yes, I mean, and one can understand that logic, but you see, it's also a little bit dangerous because there isn't a vibrating muscle on my frame that believes that it can come anywhere near being as good for you as going to a physio, working with a bio, going to a chiropractor if one needs to. Because at the end of the day, it's self-massage. And when you invest money in professionals, you're investing money in people who have studied to give you a personalized program and recovery protocol unique to you. So I would always promote that. And then if you have 10,000 rand to spare, buy it.
Yes, I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo definitely does have 10,000 rand to spare, but he was probably paid, I don't know, 100,000 euros.
One can only imagine how many zeros on the end of that, John.
Yeah, because, I mean, he has a personal physio, so he doesn't need a Theragun, but he
absolutely
does need money when you have the Bugatti garage that he has constantly looking.
I suppose they could go one step further and say, if you use the Theragun, not only will you play soccer like Cristiano Ronaldo, you'll get the Bugatti and, possibly become world famous too.
Sounds very, very, very good indeed. So you're not impressed? Not at all?
No, I'm not impressed, to be honest. I really don't like the idea of gadgets, fads. I think that when it comes to things like exercise and health, going back to the fundamental, some people would call it old school, is the way to go. And, the less we complicate things, the better, I think, for our...
Did you, before writing the article, speak to somebody? Did you manage to find somebody in South Africa who has one and uses one?
No, I hadn't. Do you know how difficult that is? And if there are callers and they'd love to get hold of me through the show, I would love to do a follow-on on that. All the commentary is coming from the UK and from America. And, it's quite difficult to find someone in this country who is using a percussive massage therapy device.
Okay, so you'd be interested in hearing from anybody who's using the Theragun or the Banggood or any of the other ones that are available.
Yes, I would love to. Because, at the end of the day, if all we have at the moment is customer reviews and someone calls in and they say that I had this chronic pain down my IT band and the Theragun fixed it in 3 sessions, would certainly like to hear that, because you've always got to tell both sides of the same story, don't you?
You do indeed. Devlin, thanks very much for talking to us. Devlin Brown, Head of Content at Eclipse PR, Business Day features writer and columnist.